You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Let's talk about sea moss. Sea moss has become one of the most popular wellness supplements in the plant-based and holistic space. You can see it in smoothies, gel jars, capsules, and even skincare products. For many people, it has become part of their daily routine. But recent news reminds us of something important. Not all sea moss products are created equal. Today, I want to talk about the recent voluntary recall of Diva Farms and their true sea moss products, why this matters, and what it should teach all of us about sourcing, safety, and being informed consumers. This is not about fear. This is about awareness. So what happened with the recall? Diva Farms, the company behind True Sea Moss, voluntarily pulled all 14 varieties of their sea moss gel products from the market after concerns related to food safety were raised. The recall was tied to a potential botulism risk, which can occur in improperly processed low-acid foods. No illnesses were reported at the time of the recall, but the company chose to remove the products out of caution. If you currently have an unopened bottle of True Sea Moss, the guidance is to return it to the place of purchase for a full refund. The key issue was documentation. In order for shelf-stable and refrigerated sea moss gels to be legally and safely sold, manufacturers must have what is called a process authority letter. This document confirms that the product's formulation, acidity, and handling meet food safety requirements. In this case, Diva Farms was unable to produce paperwork showing that the proper process had been followed. As a result, they voluntarily recalled their products. Why pH levels matter with sea moss? Sea moss is a living organism. Fresh sea moss gel typically has a shelf life of about 30 to 45 days under refrigeration. If it lasts significantly longer than that without freezing, preservatives, or acidification, that should raise questions. For sea moss gel to be considered safe for retail sale, the pH level needs to be between 4.0 and 4.2. That acidity level helps prevent the growth of harmful bacteria, including bacteria that can produce botulinum toxin. To reach that safe range, acid must be introduced during processing, and the process must be documented, monitored, and verified. If that does not happen, or if records are missing, the product cannot be considered safe for sale. This is not optional. It is basic food safety. The bigger issue, sourcing and regulation. This situation also brings up a broader conversation about sourcing. Many sea moss companies source their raw materials from overseas. Some source from places like Vietnam or other regions where processing standards, sanitation practices, and regulatory oversight may differ significantly from what is required in the United States. That does not automatically mean a product is unsafe, but it does mean consumers should ask questions. Where is the sea moss harvested? How is it cleaned and dried? Where is it processed? Is the facility inspected? Is there documentation showing proper food and safety controls? In many cases, we simply do not know. And while I can't confirm whether True Sea Moss sourced from these types of distributors, the situation raises important questions about how little transparency exists in the space overall. Now let's talk about why sea moss became popular. Sea moss is valued for its mineral content. It contains iodine, potassium, calcium, magnesium, iron, and trace minerals that support thyroid health, digestion, immune function, and skin health. Many people take sea moss to support energy levels, gut health, and overall nutritional balance. For those following a plant-based or vegan lifestyle, it can help fill certain mineral gaps when used responsibly. When properly sourced and prepared, sea moss can be a beneficial addition to a wellness routine. But benefits do not override safety. So what should consumers look for? If you choose to take sea moss, here are a few things to keep in mind. First, transparency matters. Reputable brands should be able to explain where their sea moss comes from and how it's processed. Second, shelf life matters. Sea moss gels should not last forever. A short refrigerated shelf life is normal. Third, documentation matters. Companies selling packaged food products should be compliant with food safety regulations and be able to demonstrate that compliance. And finally, trust your instincts. If something seems too cheap, too shelf-stable, or too vague, it's worth pausing. This recall is not about attacking a brand. It's about learning. As consumers, especially in the vegan and wellness communities, we have to balance enthusiasm with education. Natural does not automatically mean safe. Trending does not automatically mean regulated. Sea moss can be a powerful, nourishing food when sourced and prepared correctly. But knowing where your food comes from is just as important as why you take it. Stay informed, ask questions, and choose brands that respect both your health and the responsibility that comes with feeding people. If you want more conversations like this, practical wellness discussions, and real talk about the vegan space, visit vegansexplored.com and explore the podcast. I'm Sean A. Russell, founder of Vegans Explore. And as always, this is a daily podcast. So we look forward to seeing you tomorrow.